Robert Half research indicates 9 out of 10 hiring managers are having difficulty hiring. If you have open roles, chances are you're feeling this too. That's why you need Robert Half. Our specialized recruiting professionals engage with our proprietary AI to connect businesses of all sizes with highly skilled talent in finance and accounting, technology, marketing and creative, legal, and administrative and customer support. At Robert Half, we know talent. Visit roberthalf.com today. Robert Half research indicates 9 out of 10 hiring managers are having difficulty hiring. If you have open roles, chances are you're feeling this too. That's why you need Robert Half. Our specialized recruiting professionals engage with our proprietary AI to connect businesses of all sizes with highly skilled talent in finance and accounting, technology, marketing and creative, legal, and administrative and customer support. At Robert Half, we know talent. Visit roberthalf.com today.
Ladies and gents, welcome back. All Things Covered with yours truly, Pat P. Brian McFadden, back at you with another jam-packed show. Listen, if you're liking what we're doing, please subscribe, drop your thoughts in the comment section on YouTube, drop us a 5-star rating on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. And like I said, if you like us, tell a friend to tell a friend. Let them know what we're doing here on All Things Covered, because we're covering everything. Pat P., man, this might be our very first Steelers check-in since your arrival in the Steel City. Big news coming from Pittsburgh. Of course, the draft is basically a week away. But the Steelers, they've been making news throughout this free agency period. Most recently, they made a trade. They went out and got an experienced, savvy vet of a wide receiver in Allen Robinson. Hearing that news, and you've played against Allen quite a few times, Pat P. 10 ball games, to say the least, between you two guys. He has 33 receptions with 333 yards and 3 touchdowns. I'm sorry. No, you haven't played against him 10 times, but you faced off. Those were his numbers from a year ago. He played in 10 ball games, 3 touchdowns, 339 yards, dealt with some injuries. But what are your thoughts in hearing Allen Robinson will be a new teammate of yours in Pittsburgh?
Man, it's crazy how the world works. I just came back from the NFL media workshop, right?
Yep. He was there?
No doubt about it, he was there. We were just, you know, chopping it up, talking about ball, and now we're teammates, you know? So it's just crazy how, you know, the world works in a sense. So, like you said, have an opportunity to get an experienced receiver, didn't have the numbers that we was used to seeing him, you know, have when he was out in Chicago a couple years ago. So we expect a lot of big things out of him. You know, we know he's a big play potential player. Now we just have to find a way to get that out of him. So I thought the trade was big for us. We're looking for a huge return, and that's obviously getting into the playoffs and see what happens after that.
You know what? Initially, I was like, okay, I got to hear the ins and outs of this trade. But hearing that the Steelers and the Rams basically swapped seventh round selection, and the Rams are eating more than half of his salary.
Right. I mean, so that's a win.
That's a win for the Pittsburgh Steelers, you know, especially you get a guy who will be extremely motivated, to say the least, because of what did not happen a year ago. They experienced an experienced wide receiver for your young quarterback, another weapon, especially in the red zone. So I'm like, hey, if the Rams willing to eat more than half his salary, you're only swapping seventh round picks. And you know how hard it is for most seven rounders to make a team, you know, hey, man, I'm not expecting to see the peak Allen Robinson, but clearly a guy that can be a contributor. I think it would be huge. What was it like, you know, when you faced him in years past?
You know, he's a big body receiver, you know, has very, very deceptive speed. You know, he don't look like he's moving real fast, but he has like those long strides. Won't necessarily say it's a galloper, but he's like a strider as a runner. Very, very strong hands, run really clean routes, you know. So I think having him, you know, in that receiver room just made us a whole lot better, you know. So
I agree.
I can't wait to see what the connection is going to be with him and, you know, the other guys in the receiver room, and also with Kenny Pickett. You know, like you said, having a bigger receiver down in the red zone, two big receivers down in the red zone now, you have to pretty much pick your poison.
And don't forget about old Pat Freiermuth.
outstanding tight end. I think he's going to have a breakout caliber year as well. So I'm liking what the Steelers are doing, you know, so far. And Pat, real quick, I got a chance to create my very first mock draft.
Okay.
The first round. So it's called BMAC Mock 1.0 because it's the first. So the first is the one of one.
First of many.
And I will, I'm releasing this on CBSSports.com Monday. Make sure you tune in. I can't reveal to you who I have the Steelers selecting in my mock, but you just got to wait and see and let me know your thoughts in the same
case. I think it has to be. I think it's probably safe to say it's probably going to be an offensive lineman, but I won't be surprised if he picked a cornerback.
You got to wait and see. I can't give you.
That's why I said I'm going to wait and see, but I won't be surprised. It's one of those two positions.
You know, and speaking of cornerback play, your thoughts on the current secondary? Because after bringing you aboard, you know, Omar went out and got, you know, Keanu Neal from a first rounder of the Atlanta Falcons, you know, former Pro Bowler as well. You look at what you already have in place yourself, Micah Fitzpatrick, DeMonte Casey, Witherspoon, Levi Wallace, Arthur Millette, nickel guy, man, you got some names down in that secondary that has a lot of experience. And if you guys put it together, man, can potentially be a special group, man. What are your thoughts on the current secondary as we see it right now?
Well, I think we're in a pretty good position as far as, like you just said, a lot of guys with a ton of experience. A lot of those names that you name are guys that's interchangeable, you know, can kind of be lined up all over the field, you know, so you got a bunch of wild cards in the room as well, which is, it makes us that much more dangerous because you never know where that somebody is going to be, you know, so having an opportunity to work with these guys is going to be a blast because, you know, I'm going to be asked to do some things that I've never done in my career before, you know,
which is like what might you be asked to do that you've never done before besides play cornerback?
Yeah, just be literally lined up all over the field. So,
Are you saying potentially maybe at safety, maybe at nickel, maybe at dime? You know, what are you thinking?
All over the field, Mac. I was told that, you know, they're looking forward to using, you know, not all of my, you know, just not my experience, but all the intangibles that I bring to the game, far as the knowledge of knowing offenses, or, you know, just having me explore my athletic abilities a little bit more here now in the latter part of my career, which is something I always wanted to do anyway. But like I told Coach T, you know, when you always been that guy, you know, and a team have a guy, they want their guy on that guy. So I wasn't never called to do anything else. But Mac, you know me, I love the game. I know the game, know every position. So that's something that won't be hard for me, but it's going to be foreign because I never did it before. So I'm actually looking forward to it. I can't wait to see what the outcome is going to be, and hopefully the ball can end up in my hands a little bit more.
Well, maybe we can, you know, call you a little baby Rod Woodson, because remember he made that transition from a predominantly lockdown, follow opposing team's best wide receiver to a guy who was all over the football field, and man, found a new life. I think the Steelers will definitely welcome that. You know what I mean? So, hey, let's wait and see.
Did you know that while over 60% of Americans dream of starting their own business, less than 20% of them take the first step? The reason? Building a business is tough. Taylor Brands is simplifying the business journey. From launching and managing to growing your business, Taylor Brands isn't just another tool. It's your online business partner from launch to success. With Taylor Brands, building your dream business becomes an effortless experience. Their comprehensive platform guides you through every step, ensuring you have everything you need in one place. From LLC formation to bookkeeping, invoicing to acquiring licenses and permits, and even setting up your bank account, Taylor Brands handles it all seamlessly. And our listeners will receive 35% off Taylor Brands LLC formation plans using our link, taylorbrands.com/CBS Sports. That's TAILORBRANDS.com/CBS Sports. So start your business journey today with Taylor Brands.
Yep.
Now it's time to transition to around the league. Yes, it's the off season, but the off season is like the end season for the NFL. There's always noteworthy news breaking. Most recently, the Philadelphia Eagles, I know our producer, Eric Debo, as we like to call him, he is still smiling from ear to ear because his favorite quarterback, I'm sorry, his second favorite quarterback, because his first is Carson Wentz still.
Hey, I finna say, Carson is still
Carson Wentz. I wouldn't be surprised if someone asked Debo this right now, would he take Carson Wentz right now for Philly? He probably would say yeah, because that's how much love he
just put it in. I don't think he would. I think he loves him, but I don't think he would take Carson.
He loves Carson Wentz just as much as he loves Ben Simmons.
Oh, but that's another topic of discussion. Yeah, that man got sent home.
No question. But the Eagles rewarded Jalen Hurts with the richest NFL contract ever. He's currently making $51 million per year, almost $180 million in guaranteed money. You know, thoughts on Jalen's journey, Pat P, you know, going back to college, becoming the man in Alabama, losing his job, didn't transfer initially, then made the move to Oklahoma, drafted in the second round. Many people felt like he would probably be a backup throughout his career. Got a chance to start because Debo's quarterback, Carson Wentz, didn't do the job. And now look at him. You know, tell us about, you know, seeing his process just unfold before your eyes.
Man, it's just been an amazing process to watch because I'll never forget watching that game when he got benched. And, you know, like, did he transfer after that season or he stayed?
No, he didn't. He stayed one more year.
Okay.
That's when Tua was the full-time starter.
Yep.
And remember, he came in the SEC championship game and kind of bailed the team out, led him to victory, and he transferred the following year.
Yep. And when I watched that, when he got benched in the championship game, and he didn't, you know, end up leaving, but end up leaving a year after that and going over to Oklahoma, I was like, man, this kid's different. Just seeing the way he was talking in interviews in college as an 18, 19-year-old, how just serious his demeanor was, how such a team player he was, and just to see him carry over what he started in Alabama and going over to Oklahoma and doing that, it was like, yeah, this guy's a gamer. You know, he just, you know, if he, you know, when he gets to the league and he gets in the right system, he's going to be dangerous. You know, because he has all the intangibles. He's not only one of those African-American quarterbacks that's labeled as a runner. You know, he can run. He uses legs very smart, but he can throw the ball. Now, he can make, you know, all the throws that is required to make as a quarterback. And just to see his progression, you know, from year one to year two, and then when they made the playoffs last year, now he had a taste of success and coming into last year and doing what he did last year was just remarkable. And Philly, you know, they feel that they found their guy, you know, because I remember what that you had a comment. You were talking about Bryce Young. You were talking about the difference between the NFL and the NBA as far as, you know,
the draft.
The draft. The NFL looks for, you know, I forgot how you worded it. Is what have you done for me?
Like the NFL basically look for what you've done,
right?
Along with what they believe you will do.
Exactly. So, and I believe that's what that contract, by him getting awarded with that contract, seeing the progression of what he's done and what he did last year, goes like, yeah, this is our guy. So let's reward our third rounder that we didn't think that would do this.
Second rounder. He was a second rounder.
Second rounder that we didn't think would you know, carry us, you know, like this. Let's go ahead and reward him in the right way. So his journey has been phenomenal. I watched it, had the opportunity to watch him from Alabama to Oklahoma, and every year that he was in the league, had the opportunity to play against him twice, you know. So I'm a big fan of Jalen, man. So huge, huge kudos and hats off to him and his team for getting that deal done.
Yeah, and hats off to Jalen Hurts as well, because he has a female agent.
Yeah, female Nicole team, Lynn. I heard.
Yeah, his entire team is all female, females. You know what I mean?
So shout out to the females too, man.
No question.
What's the age? What, you know her name?
Her name is Nicole Lynn. We got to try to get on the show.
Yeah, man. Because, shout out to Nicole Lynn, man.
You know, being a part of a male-dominant, you know, profession and doing what she's been able to do,
that's impressive. Because my wife even asked me. My wife said, what made her want to be an agent?
Yeah,
that's a good question.
That's a great question. She got quite a few big name clients, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, she has five clients.
Quentin Williams also.
Yes, she does. She does.
And he's up for a big contract as well. So Nicole is winning, man. Shouts out to Nicole, man. If you're listening to us, if you're watching us on YouTube. And she has Myles Garrett as well with Clutch Sports. That's who she's with.
Clutch Sports.
So, we got to try to get on the show.
Selling a little or a lot. Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Now with Jalen Hurts signing his massive deal, next up, you would think it would be Lamar Jackson, but Lamar is like sitting in traffic on the interstate, driving in the slow lane when everybody else is riding past him. That's how Lamar is. Lamar's man is driving in slow lane, man. He's not even driving. He's actually riding with his, you know, your uncle, your aunts are the ones who usually drive slow.
Yeah.
And everybody else just passing him. So you would think Lamar Jackson would be up next, but heck, he's been waiting for such a long time. The top two guys now, they will be Joe Burrow and Justin Herbert. So you know how it is. It's about the timing of the deal. Justin Herbert's deal probably will be the exact same or a few more dollars more than Hurts. If Herbert was to sign first,
it's gonna be
and
more.
Then whoever the last person to sign is going to have the highest.
It'll be the highest. Oh, yeah, so, you know how I go, Matt.
You know how you always had this discussion. Who's deserving of more? I mean, heck, it really doesn't matter. It's about the timing.
It's all about timing, man. Who is going to be willing to reset the market?
Yeah.
Who's going to be the rabbit to jump out there?
Jalen Hurts was the rabbit. There you go. Yep. He's the rabbit. Now, Herbert and Burrow, they're chasing Jalen Hurts. So whichever one of the two signs next, his deal will be a little higher than Hurts. And then whoever the final guy is, his deal will be a little higher than the second guy. And that's how it's been.
And it's so crazy too, Matt, because a lot of people don't obviously know about contract situations. But it's funny how, because at the end of the day, when that contract, they might be making the same amount of money, but in that first year, they may want that new money to look like it's $300,000 more, just so they can say I'm the highest paid.
Yes, it's a pride thing.
You know what I mean?
It's a pride. A lot of people don't know that it's a pride thing. Like I want to say I got the highest. It's only going to last for maybe a few months, because you only got the highest because they added an extra $100,000 or extra $200,000, and depending on where you play at taxes, you might not be the highest depending on what state you in.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the thing you factor in Justin Herbert. If Justin Herbert signs the same deal or a bigger deal than Jalen Hurts, he's going to get less money because he's in California.
Mm-hmm.
That's tough. People don't realize that. So, you know, you have to factor all of that into the equation. But in regards to the next up, man, whoever the next up guy is, he will have the highest. And whoever comes last gets the highest. And then we're just waiting on Lamar Jackson. That's it.
So I got a question for you, Matt. What you've been playing in that division, you know, in your early part of your career, how do you feel the Ravens are handling the Lamar situation?
Man, it's horrible because he should have been paid. But then also, too, you know, the organization is going to do what they think is best. You know how it is. You've been a part of many negotiating opportunities. They're always going to do what they think is best. But Lamar Jackson plays a position that holds a lot of leverage, more so than any other position in the game of football.
Right.
So if I'm Lamar, a year ago around this time, I let the organization know, if y'all don't want to give me what I want, trade me now because I'm not coming to camp.
Exactly. That's what I said.
I would have did that last year before they had a tag where I'm kind of forced in a position. Last year, you were in your fifth year. Number one, that was the disrespect already was being shown because they allowed you to get to your fifth year.
Right.
Jalen Hurts got paid with one more year on his rookie deal.
Right.
Most teams do that. Yes, most teams do that with any position. Better yet, the quarterback, you know, when they feel like you're their guy, they don't really wait. So when you talk about quarterbacks nowadays, quarterbacks don't get to their final year of their rookie deal if they showcase that they can be the guy. Heck, your former teammate, Kyler Murray, he got paid well before his final year of his rookie deal.
That's his third year, I believe.
Yeah. So if you're like Lamar Jackson, you saw the disrespect a year ago. Why even? No, I got to make a stance for myself. If y'all don't want to trade me, because last year he had more leverage than what he currently has.
Because when he played, that's when he lost the leverage.
Yes.
Because
now you play. Guess what they're going to do? If we can't come to terms now, we're going to hit you with a tag.
Mm-hmm.
So now we're going to force teams to do the bare minimum, which is two first rounders. We're going to force them to have that decision to make.
Right. Because the proof is in the pudding. When he's on the field, they're winners. When he's not, they're just an average football team.
All right, at best. But we have to wait and see. Hopefully he gets paid. But I think he plays elsewhere.
Do you feel he plays under the tag this year then?
Either he plays under the tag.
I don't think a deal gets done.
Either he plays under the tag or he lowers his demands. I don't see the team budging any more than what they've already budged.
I don't think he lowered his demands. I think what he's going to do is I think he's going to try to sit it out as long as he can, show up to camp, get his $32 million, ball out, hopefully.
No. He can't. If I show up to camp,
because he can't sit out now. Because they're not going to give him a new contract now.
Well,
he
can wait until like the sixth or seventh week and still get his full salary.
But what I'm saying is they're still going to tack on fines for him not playing and him not.
They're
going to
You know they'll wipe those fines out whenever he report. You know that.
Hey, every organization's different.
Man, well, let's say he plays and get hurt again.
I know, but I feel like all of his leverage is gone, man. He can't sit out no more.
I'm not showing up. I can't. If you're Lamar Jackson, I understand $32 million is a lot of money, no question. But if you go and play for $32 million when Daniel Jones getting 40, Geno getting 30.
What did he play for last year?
Oh, I can't remember. It's like maybe $12 million or something like that.
He went out there and played for $12 million last year.
Which was wrong.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. He should have sat out last year versus this year. So it's too late to sit out now.
I agree, Pat. I just said he should have did this last year.
So I'm not going to sit out and get hit with all these fines. They're already showing me.
You know what I do?
So they show me.
I report to camp, and the first time I scramble, I get hit. I'm hurt.
There you go. He showed up.
I'm here. He showed up. I'm sorry. Let's see how many games you win without me.
Right.
But hey, Pat P, can I throw something in the air?
It was $23 million, Matt, last year.
What if San Francisco trade for Lamar and they send Trey Lance along with some other package?
That'd be so ideal. I was thinking of that the other day. I ain't gonna lie to you, Matt, because I just saw San Fran, a couple teams reached out to him. I was like, I want to know if Baltimore is one of those teams, because I believe that would be a nice even trade. I don't know nothing about San Francisco salary cap, but he will be perfect in a Kyle Shanahan's offense.
I tweeted that out March 28th. I said, what if Baltimore trades for Lamar Jackson? And for that to be a realistic option, you got
to
send Trey Lance.
You
got to send Trey Lance. Heck, I might even send Bosa.
Nah. They ain't sending Bosa.
I said I might.
Yeah.
I might consider, because you're going to have to pay Bosa.
You're going to have to pay Bosa. They're going to do that because they thrive off their front four.
San Fran, they don't have no first rounders this year or a second rounder. So you're going to have to give a future first rounder. So I give them Trey Lance.
Honestly, I think they'll take an even trade.
No, not for no MVP. No, not Baltimore. Because Baltimore already, they got a tag on them. They got to get two first rounders anyway.
Yeah, exactly. You got to get two first rounders. I'm sorry about that. Yeah, you're right.
But hey,
San Fran can't happen then. I mean, okay. it don't have to be two first rounders this year, though.
No, it could be one this year. Well, they ain't got one this year.
They ain't got one this year.
They ain't got a second rounder. But, I mean, I tweeted it out at March 28th. I said, what if San Francisco, maybe I know something.
I thought that would be dope, though. I think that would be a very, very interesting combination with that running game that he already had. And
Debo, ooh, Christian Debo, McCaffrey, George Kittle,
man,
and Lamar Jackson.
Offensive
and Kyle
line.
Kyle Shanahan that calling protects. The plays?
Yes. You talking about some eye candy. Man.
We're going to see.
I don't think he goes nowhere this year. I think he's going to be with the Baltimore Ravens.
We're going to see.
He will be under center this season because it's too late to sit out, man. You have no more leverage to sit out.
I know. Like I said, I would have said that last year.
The do it was last year for sure. 100%. Because I don't know what their record was when they when he went out, like what their record is when Lamar's not on the field, but I know it's not good. So
it ain't.
Exactly. So I would have went in. All right, man, I'm looking at the stats, the proof of the pudding. I'm the guy. Like, people know the ball. They come see the Baltimore Ravens to see eight. Ain't no ifs, ands, buts about it. So if I'm not on the field, we ain't winning. They need me. And let me show them that by putting my foot in the ground right now saying, boom, you don't want to pay me? I'm going to sit out this year so y'all can see if y'all really trying to win. I'm going to sit out and show you how important I am to this organization, and then we'll go from there. But if that's Baltimore plans, not, you know, paying Lamar, you know, X amount of dollars, because I'm sure they know what they want to pay him, and they're willing to move on, that surely may be the case next year. But they're tagging him. They know teams don't want to trade two first-round picks. So, like I said, the leverage is in their court.
They got
He's not getting no contract this year.
Well, hey, I'm not disagreeing with you. He played this all the way wrong. He should have sat out next year. And I mean, last year shouldn't have came to camp, should have forced a trade, asked for a trade. Mm-hmm. You saw what happened with Russell Wilson. Russell said, I want to get out of there. And he got out of there. Tariq Hill said he wanted to get out of there. Devontae Adams said he wanted to get out of there.
Out of there.
And none of those guys had a tag on them. It's easier to be moved when you don't have that tag. So we got to wait and see. But Pat P, man, it's always a pleasure catching up with you. We know we see you moving around a little bit, enjoying your off season. Workouts have started, but I know you're getting your workout in. I know you're on the golf course too.
Oh, yeah, man, I'm on the golf course. I'm going to be back with the boys soon, man. Mike T gave me his blessings to go and have this nice, beautiful trip with my wife. But I will be back with my guys here in a couple of days.
There you have it, Steeler Nation. No worry. Season right around the corner. But before we do that, guess what? The draft will be coming up, and we will tap into that draft in regards to what you believe your favorite team will select. And if you're a fan of the Pittsburgh Steelers, see exactly what you guys will, what we all will be a part of moving forward. And don't forget, BMAC's first draft, BMAC Mock 1.0, will be dropping Monday. Stay tuned.
Hey, Matt, before I let him go, I got to say this. I know I talked about this early on in the show, but the NFL media workshop was amazing, bro. I know you had an opportunity to attend it a couple years ago, but I had an opportunity to experience some things that I never thought goes on behind the camera. So it definitely helped me sharpen my skills. Mm-hmm. And I can't look forward to see what it's going to bring to me in my afterlife of football.
So you're making it known right now when you're done playing, you trying to put on the headset, have a microphone in front of you.
I'm trying to put that suit and tie on, coach.
Okay. You're a businessman. Business suit with a business plan.
Yes, sir. You know it. Yes, hey, sir. Man, well, there you have it. A great opportunity.
There you have it. Well, hey. As you dominated the football field, I'm pretty sure you're going to dominate the broadcasting as well.
Oh, yeah, man. You know, I'm going to work my tail off now. I got to.
Well, thank you once again for listening and watching us here. All Things Covered. Pat Peterson, Brian McFadden. Like I always tell you guys, see you when we see you. Peace.
Peace.
Hey everyone, this is Jimmy Conrad, your favorite former U.S. Men's National Team player and the host of the Call It What You Want podcast. and I'm here to tell you that Vuori is a versatile clothing brand that speaks my language. It's inspired from the coastal California lifestyle, just like me. Its products stand the test of time, just like me. And also just like me, it endeavors to inspire others to live vibrant, healthy lives. Vuori gear is designed to look great in everyday life while also being perfect for any workout activity. I'm currently rocking the men's Sunday performance jogger, and don't let the name deceive you. You can wear these babies any day of the week and in any situation. I'm talking going to the office, running errands, the gym, whatever your heart desires, because Vuori is an investment in your happiness. For our listeners, they are offering 20% off your first purchase. So get yourself some of the most comfortable and versatile clothing on the planet at Vuori.com/sports. That's Vuori.com/sports. Not only will you receive 20% off your first purchase, but enjoy free shipping on any U.S. orders over $75 and free returns. Again, go to Vuori.com/sports and discover the versatility of Vuori clothing.